We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 WMIE right here in Cocoa, Florida. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you're looking for a church where you could be a blessing and that we could be a blessing to you, we'd like to invite you, if you do not have a church home, to come and visit with us. We have just a wonderful group of people. They love Jesus and love people and are looking to make as much impact on our community and around the world as we can. And we always have room for more. People ask me, how are things going at the church? And my response is, it could always be better. We have good problems. We have to look for creative solutions because of the demand for space in the facilities that we have need of. And so we end up looking for creative solutions. It's not that we're just overrun with people, but we have such a wide range of ministries that take place. I was talking to somebody and I said, you know, for a church that averages a little over 50, we sure do have a lot of ministry that takes place on our campus. At one point in time, there was something going on at our church almost every day of the week. And I think that is being a good steward of what God has given to you. If you are looking for a church here in the Brevard County area, we would love for you to come and check us out. And maybe it would be that God would have you fit in right where we are at, and help us fulfill the vision. You know, I shared this several years ago, but Joseph had a dream that it took years and years for it to become reality. And one of the key steps that was involved in Joseph's dream coming to pass was when he helped the cupbearer's dream come to pass. And when he gave him the interpretation and gave him the counsel as to what to do, it was very important, even though it was delayed from that point on because of the forgetfulness of the person he had blessed. That act of helping him to understand what God wanted to do in his life set Joseph up to be promoted from a prisoner to a prime minister in a single day. And so I preached that message several years ago, and I said, if you have a dream and God has given you, talk to me after the service, because I would like to help make your dreams become a reality. And it's not a selfish thing, because my dreams don't involve me personally. They involve Merritt Assembly of God, the church, and the impact that we make around the globe. You see, even though we support over 50 missionaries on a monthly basis, there are still missionaries that are awaiting our support. Last year, over 30% of our budget went to missions, but yet the need is still there. Last year, there was one organization that had to pull over 800 missionaries off of the field. And I'll be honest with you, that wasn't us. We do have some that come off, you know, every year for one reason or another, change in call or whatever. But this was a financial decision. They just did not have the financial resources to be able to support all of those missionaries. And I'll tell you, when I heard that, my heart wept, because there are 7 billion people on the planet, and each one of them needs to hear about Jesus Christ. So the need has never been greater. And so for us, it is our desire to help as many missionaries get to the field as quickly as we can. So one more announcement, and that is if you'd like to join us for our vintage service tomorrow at 11 a.m., we would love to see you there. 165 North Grove Street. Kids Ministry is tomorrow night. Food at 6, classes at 6:30. And so by the time they get done with class at 7:45, a lot of times they're playing basketball and stuff like that afterwards on our basketball goals. And, but you still got plenty of time to get them home, get them to bed, get them cleaned up and well-rested so that they can be A students the next day at school. So let's go back to Hebrews chapter 4 today, verse number 11. It says there, "Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account." So yesterday we talked about the two-edged sword that's piercing even to the division of soul and spirit. And today I want to follow up with the next thing, and that is, and of joints and marrow. And of joints and marrow. And so the word of God is not only desirous of piercing to the core of our spiritual needs, it also wants to pierce to the core of our soul, to the needs of our soul, and it wants to pierce to the very root of the problem that we have physically. And the first thing that it talks about here is joints. Now, I tell you that one of the things that I pray is, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And so I pray for a sound mind. And I shared on yesterday's broadcast about how this Alzheimer's study that they were discovering, that treatment, even before there were symptoms, was the best course of action. And So I thank God for that. I want to pray that God gives me a sound mind before my mind ever begins to show evidence of this fallen world that we live in. So I thank God for the sound mind that he has given to us. Now, I also, about a year, maybe 2 years ago, God really quickened this verse to my spirit. And it says that this piercing word, this living, powerful, sharp, piercing word of God, it penetrates all the way to the joints and the marrow. Those joints are like your elbow joint and your shoulder and your knees and ankles and hips and all of those things. And it says that God intends for the word of God to penetrate to the very joints of our body. And our skeletal structure, it is our physical foundation. It's what holds us upright. If you are missing parts, it gives you evidence. I mean, there's some adjustments that have to be made because of that. I happen to be missing the two end joints of my ring finger on my right hand from an accident that I had as a child. And you say, well, you know, that's not very traumatic. Well, there are times when it would be very helpful to have those things. It, when we're out there shooting baskets with the kids. In fact, one of our board members and I, we were out there shooting baskets because we were there before the kids got there on Wednesday night, and I hadn't shot in a while, and so I made one, and then I missed like 8 or 9 in a row, and I told him, I said, you know, because I'm missing that finger there, it throws my balance off, and so it takes me a while to get used to how I'm supposed to shoot the ball, because I have to compensate for what is missing foundationally in that hand. At the end of the night, it was pitch black, and there were three of us standing out there, and we were just, you know, talking and shooting baskets, and I ended up making like 11 in a row, and you know, one of the young men said, "Hey, Pastor, it's still ball. You're a ball man. You should keep shooting. You hadn't missed." And I said, "No, I want to go out like Peyton Manning." He said, "Well, Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl. You haven't won any Super Bowl." And I said, "No, but I've made 11 in a row, and I don't want to stop." And the crazy thing was, I couldn't even see the basket. All I could see was the net. And so I kept stepping farther back and just making a little bit of adjustment to the strength I put behind it, and was very successful at it. It was, you know, quite enjoyable, actually. But I have to compensate because of the damage that took place in those finger joints. And so I was considering this word, meditating on it, and said, "God, you want to touch the very foundation of our physical existence." And so when I am praying for people who are diagnosed with fractures in joints, or whether they're dealing with arthritis and issues or pain, I pray, "God, would your word penetrate into this area?" See, now they're doing some research on types of stem cells. I do not endorse embryonic stem cells. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in abortion. I know it exists, but I believe that God wanted life to happen, and it, we shouldn't be taking over God's job. We shouldn't allow convenience to override the will of God. And so I am pro-life, and I am unashamedly pro-life. I vote pro-life, and so that's where I am. But there are lots of stem cells, and we'll talk about this a little bit more, and that stem cells are actually being investigated by some people to bring restoration to various joints of the body. Now, I'm no orthopedic specialist or anything like that, but I do believe in miracles. I do believe in miracles. I believe that we should operate in wisdom, and I believe in the laws of nature, but I also believe in the supernatural laws of God. And so that is where I am. I believe that the Word of God can bring healing. So last Wednesday at our vintage service, one of our ladies, she gave a prayer request. It was in response to a question. She was going to a doctor. I'm not going to name the field of the doctor, but she was going to a doctor for a checkup, and she had had a condition, and so she has to go periodically to find out, you know, if the condition is still, if she's still healed from that, or, you know, she goes either get a positive report saying that everything's going well, or a negative report and saying, you know what, it's showing up again and we need to take further steps. And thank God she's been getting positive reports. And while she was there, she testified to her doctor that God was the one who had healed her of this disease. And so she's operating in wisdom. She's still going to the doctors and getting the good reports. And some of you would say, well, you know, that shows a lack of faith. Actually, when Jesus healed the lepers, he told them to go and show themselves to the priest, because the priest would be the one that could pronounce him clean. And so I have no problem. I have no problem. I've got a daughter that is being kept alive because of medical breakthroughs. So I am not anti-doctor. I am not anti-medicine. I am pro-faith, and I am a believer in the ability of God that is able to supersede the ability and the knowledge of men. And the way that I describe it is, if I had told you 70 years ago that you could be walking down the street with nothing in your hands, and you could be having a conversation with somebody. 70 years ago, if you were walking down the streets with nothing in your hands and you were carrying on a conversation with somebody, they would have concluded that there was something wrong with you psychologically, and they would have committed you. But now, because of breakthroughs of technology, they might not be able to see that you have that Bluetooth in your ear, or that collar that you're wearing around the neck, and the cell phone that you have in your pocket, and you're able to carry on a conversation with somebody because there has been technological breakthrough. So with that being said, I want you to know that just because people think that we are crazy because we pray, or we are crazy to believe that God acts supernaturally, I just believe that man has not yet been able to ascertain the technological advance or superiority that God has. You know, I'm coming to you on a radio right now. It was less than 200 years ago where that would not have been possible. It was a technological breakthrough, and it went from analog to digital. The same thing happened with television and your telephone. The way that you used to have to communicate was by written note and written note only. Thank God that we have supernatural access to the throne of grace. And so I pray, and so when we get done today, we're going to pray that if you need healing in your body, that the word of God would penetrate to the very foundation of your body and bring healing there. Now, it says there that it's able to discern, or even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow. And so I did a little bit of research on bone marrow. And so let me tell you just a few facts about it, because I find it extremely interesting. It says that bone marrow contains stem cells that produce red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. And all of those things are necessary. If you go in for blood work, they're going to check your red blood cell count or your white blood cell count, and your platelets. They're going to check a bunch of other things as well. But those things are produced because the stem cells that are contained in the bone marrow. And there are two types of bone marrow. When you are born, you only have red marrow. It is, and then as we age, 50% of it becomes red and 50% of it becomes yellow. And the two different types of bone marrow have two different functions. But if there is trauma that happens to the body and there's a severe loss of blood, the yellow bone marrow can transform itself back into red bone marrow, which is responsible for creating the blood, red blood cells, and it can help keep you alive during blood loss. Bone marrow is responsible for producing, get this number, 500 billion blood cells per day. Half a trillion new blood cells are created in your body on a daily basis. That's amazing. Bone marrow also produces lymphocytes to support our immune system. What a healthy bone marrow can help your immune system fight off infection. So let me just touch on that just a minute. I believe that the word of God, that we need that to touch the very foundation of our skeletal structure. I mean, it's the foundation of the foundation, because if we do not have the word of God, we're not going to be able to fight off the temptation of the enemy. Jesus used the word of God when tempted in the wilderness to reject the devil's lies and half-truths. The psalmist said, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So let's allow that living, quick, powerful, piercing word to go all the way down to touch the foundation of our foundation, so that we do not fall for temptation, but instead we embrace the purity and the holiness that God has for us. bone marrow stem cells have been transformed into functional neural cells. Neural cells would be those what would help us with our nerves and our feelings. And so what takes place there is if there's damage to where you have lost sensitivity, that there's, if the word of God penetrates to all the way down to the marrow, that there can be regeneration that takes place there, cell transformation that will result in greater feeling and sensitivity. What does the Bible talk about? It talks about people whose conscience have been seared, that they embrace sin because their conscience has been seared. But what about if the living, quick, powerful Word of God, the piercing Word of God, penetrated all the way down into the very core of their being, and instead of their conscience being seared, they had sensitivity restored. All of a sudden, they cared once again about what God thought about something. Listen, if it happened for the Apostle Paul, it can happen for you, and it can happen for me. Let's go on. There's just a couple of more notes here. The blood vessels of bone marrow serve as a barrier that inhibits immature blood cells from leaving the marrow. Now, I loved that because I believe that there is a serious deficit of maturity in the modern day church. I don't want to be a stunted believer. I do not want to be an immature believer. I don't want to be an immature husband. I don't want to be an immature father. I don't want to be an immature man in this society. I need to be mature. And if we will allow the Word of God to rule and reign in our heart, it will filter immaturity out of us. I like that. You know, I believe that we need to allow the Word of God to filter out immature, ungodly acts, thoughts, behaviors, generational issues. I believe that the Word of God can filter all of that stuff out of us. It says, no, you're not leaving this confinement until you grow up, until you come into alignment with what God's Word has to say. The last note that I have written down here, it was a pretty interesting study, and I just wanted to limit it here for time's sake. But it says, and many symptoms from radiation poisoning are due to damaged bone marrow cells. Many symptoms from radiation poisoning are due to damaged bone marrow cells. And so one of the things that I found out was that if your body has been compromised by leukemia or other sicknesses or diseases, that sometimes what they will do is they will go in and they will kill off all of your bone marrow. Now, you've got to remember, at that point in time, your immune system is affected, your red blood cell production is affected, your white blood cell, your ability to fight off disease, all of that has been compromised. And so what they do is they will transfuse a match with you of healthy bone marrow from before you were affected or from a matchable donor. And you know what? I thank God that the Word of God is able to come in and filter out anything in our life that is damaged. It says that if you've been in a toxic environment and it's damaged your bone marrow cells, that God will put you in a place that the atmosphere is filled with the unconditional love of God, and that He will restore. Listen, the Bible promises that which the locust has consumed, that God is going to restore that multiple times over. And so I want the Word of God to get all the way down to the factory portion. You know, if I can put it in a term that I can wrap my head around, I view this is the factory of life physically. That this is where the sustenance of life takes place, and I want that to be a healthy place. What are you going to harbor in your life? Are you going to harbor bitterness, hatred, anger, jealousy, envy, covetousness? Are you going to harbor those sorts of things? Because that is toxic. That's toxic to your system. It will not be long before you show up the effects, the symptoms, the ramifications of living in a toxic environment. And if that's the case, then God has a bone marrow transfusion for you today. He wants to come in. He wants to be Lord over that. He wants to let you experience the unconditional love of God. He wants you to experience the joy and the peace. He wants you to know that you are not alone, but instead, he wants to create in you a capability of more than you ever imagined or ever thought. God's word doesn't just touch us superficially. If all you have experienced is a superficial encounter with God, I want to encourage you to go deeper today and say, God, would you send your word to the very core of my existence? Touch my spirit, yes, but also touch my soul, touch my mind, my will, and my emotions. And Lord, touch me physically all the way to the very factory so that I'm producing life and not producing toxicity. Amen? You know, one of the things that it says in Psalm, let me take you back there just a second. It's been a long time, but in Psalm chapter 42, verse number 7, it says, deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls, or at the sound of your waterspouts. I believe that God, out of the depth of his existence, is summoning us and inviting us to allow him to take us deeper, for us to allow his word to penetrate deeper into the core of our existence than he's ever been allowed to go before. And he says, I'll bring you life. I'll bring you life. Father, I just pray right now that the word that we have shared today, that as we as it's going across these airwaves, God, I pray that if anybody is dealing with physical issues, God, if there's arthritis or joint issues that they're dealing with, God, I pray that you would touch them. I pray that you would touch and heal shoulders today and knees. God, that you would minister healing to the body of Christ. Word of God, be sent forth today in Jesus' name. And Lord, I also pray that if anybody is living here, and Lord, their very foundation of their existence has been raised in a toxic environment, God, I pray today that you would pick us up, place us where you would want us. Lord, fill us with an atmosphere of your love, your joy, your peace, and your provision. Bring life-giving transformation in Jesus' name. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.